We got some more stories coming up first and next. Mr. Chris Crotwell.
Yeah!
It's been nice. A lot of the night's been sort of melancholy feeling. I think nostalgia sort of sepia-toned. But my story is definitely lots of shades of white. The defining event for me of 1993 wasn't technological or astronomical or even horticultural. Didn't happen on a screen. The defining event of 1993 for me was definitely meteorological. Because in 1993, it snowed a lot. And I know for a lot of people from here, or the Midwest in general, that's not a big deal. But when you're born in St. Vincent's Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama, and you spend your entire life, until 2 years ago, living in an hours-long drive bubble from that hospital, anything that could be called the blizzard of 93 is a huge fucking deal. And that's what we call it. Like, anyone who was in Alabama in 1993 knows about the blizzard of 93. It was world-ending, and it was the single best thing that had ever happened to me. And it wasn't a little snow. It snows some in Alabama. You get that sort of dirty inch of snow, and you get maybe 4 hours to work with it. And with those meager resources and time constraints, you can only have so much fun. But you try your ass off because it's something sort of magical about it, and it's really rare. Snow's important. It's a finite resource that maybe you get 4 hours of it every year, and it's like shitty, dirty, red, gray, green snow, but you make the most of it. You make your crappy 3.5 foot tall snowman. But in 93, it snowed, and it kept snowing, and it kept snowing, until there were snowdrifts in our yard taller than me. All the cars disappeared. We lost power. We didn't have power for a week. I didn't go to school for a week. And it was 7. That's a fucking miracle. You don't go to school for a week. It was amazing. And the world was transformed in a way that I'd never, ever thought I would see it before. You know, I could dig tunnels. My brother had a bunch of friends staying over. He's 10 years older than me. So they were all teenagers. And they were stuck at our house. They had no way to go anywhere. So they had to play with me. They had to. They didn't have to just, like, follow them around. Like, hey, guys, I want to listen to Aerosmith, too. They had to play with me. So it was all snowball fights and building huge snowmen and, like, building fortresses and digging tunnels. And it was absolutely incredible. And it didn't snow like that again. After that, a week of curling up with my family on the living room floor under all the blankets. Everyone had to sleep in there because it's where the fireplace was. The central heat was broken, and it was really cold. For Alabama, 15, 20 degrees, people died. Bunches of people died. And that really didn't rain on my parade because I was 7. I don't think mortality was much on my radar. It was probably mostly old people. And the way I thought about death when I was 7 is that, you know, I haven't met most of those people anyway. Which, though statistically still true, I'm a little more serious about it these days. Mortality. You can't really shake it off like that. But it was incredible. And so my dad bought a generator and a sled. Because my yard was 3 acres of only hills, so sledding was incredible. But we didn't have a sled because we lived in the middle of Alabama. And so we had big sheets of linoleum from when we'd been building the house. Just like kitchen flooring linoleum. And Dad would just cut 2 holes in the front of big sheets of it, and you just pull it up towards you and tear ass down a hill. It was amazing. But we bought a sled, and we bought a generator, and then I waited the next year for snow. And it didn't happen in 94, or 95, or 96, or 97. In fact, I didn't see real snow again until I moved here 2 years ago. The first snow before 93 had been when my parents met in an ice storm about 10 years earlier in around 84. So I thought, you know, it snows. We get real snow every 10 fucking years. So you wait and you dust off the sled and you sit at a window and you think, maybe it's going to snow again this year. And it didn't. It never did. Never. Not for 20 years. Still hasn't snowed again. Not in Alabama. But now, living here, every year, when it starts snowing, I lose my goddamn mind. Like, just lose my fucking mind. This is incredible. Like, there's just this bizarre precipitation that covers everything and is multi-purpose and beautiful. And I get super excited when, like, everybody's just trudging around and they're, like, just grumpy Midwestern shitty attitudes about the snow. It's just waiting for a red line, single frozen fucking tear. To go to hell. The snow is amazing. Every time it happens now, I'm seven again. And there aren't a lot of things like that. Every time it snows in Chicago, I get to be seven. You know? And you feel incredible. Last year, it didn't snow, and it didn't snow, and it didn't snow. And I went to sleep Christmas Eve pissed off. Because what's even the point of living in Chicago if it's not snowy on Christmas? What's even the point? Why did I drive 12 hours to be here if it's not going to be snowy on Christmas Day? And I woke up in the morning and got ready to spend a lovely day at Joe's house with Eric. And everything was covered in snow. And I wasn't home, I didn't get to see my parents, but everything was covered in snow. And it was one of the best Christmas days I've had in a long time. Because I got to feel like I was seven, which I get to do every year for a little bit. Even long past the season where it's any fun, when it's just gray slush that ruins all of your shoes and pants. I still enjoy it, because it's rare, and it's special. And when you're a kid from Alabama, it doesn't feel like it's going to happen next year. It never feels like it's going to happen next year.
Thank you, Chris. I'll make a promise. I'll try not to come down so hard on snow this year, because I'll think of your story and your childlike innocence and love of snow. I do not like snow. I own a car. But living in the city, it should be a little more manageable than when I was out in the suburbs.